This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Stu and you were best friends until he started calling you Tina.
That's what I thought too. I was already offended. Yeah. He hasn't even been that far into the show.
Yeah, welcome to Expanding Horizons.
He likes to get his abuse in early.
No, the word is surely. We always say, oh, surely that will happen, or surely we'll do that. It's kind of weird. It's like it's some weird cult or something.
Surely. The cult of peace school. I don't know, surely.
Surely.
Surely. Down, she's just like
everybody. And I remember thinking initially, well,
why not?
We don't do any work here. And then I don't know what sort of experience she's going to get.
Yeah, that's right.
Given we don't know what we're doing half the time.
Good point. You guys give each other a look whenever you drop it in, though.
Yeah, it's like, you can believe you're saying that. I can't believe you're saying that.
Surely it'll be a good show. Surely.
Okay. Expanding Horizons.
All right, good afternoon and welcome to Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. My name's Stu. I'm super glad that you've joined me today, and we've got Cole here as well.
Hi, Stu. Good to see you.
Good. Just keep him warm?
No, it's probably bitter out there, isn't it?
Yeah. And we're early risers, right? So
yeah.
It's a bit cold.
Yeah.
I had to have a bit of a nap, actually.
Did you?
Because no football today, right?
No, that's right. Only the football. I see you wearing your England rancid shirt.
Yeah. They were rancid.
They were rancid, all right. They stunk.
Yeah, they sure were.
What's going on? Scotland were loving life, weren't they?
Oh, they were a little bit. Mind you, John Stones hit the post. Mason Mount, if he'd just angled his foot slightly, he would have scored.
They just should have brought Grealish on from the start, shouldn't they?
No, he wasn't much good when he came on there.
He was the most fouled man on the pitch, and he don't even
with his socks only halfway up.
No, yeah, don't talk to me about that. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so Mainland sort of pulled the plug and closed all the grounds.
They did.
Due to wet weather. That means that my son's team, he wasn't able to play. He's missed out on two games now against some of the weaker teams in the league.
Could have got on the sheet, couldn't he?
Yeah, he could have got on the sheet. Never mind, that's how it goes. Now, good show last week.
Fantastic. Played some songs by the Weaker Thans.
Yep, and the Magnetic Fields, right?
I'm just saying, all week, Magnetic Fields been in my head.
Yeah.
That song about dancing, I can't remember the name of it.
Don't ask me.
No, I'm not asking you.
You're the music guy.
Anyway, that was in my head. That was fantastic. And the Book of Love. Right. It's such a good song.
Yeah.
Anyway, but if people wanted to listen to that show, they could go back and look on plainsfm.org.nz, look up Expanding Horizons, and it's Weaker Than Magnetic Fields.
It was
last week's show.
And you could also get on the Access Media app as well and listen to our show, some of our previous shows, actually most of them, and all of the good content here on Plains FM.
Yeah, there's lots, isn't there?
There is lots.
Show after show.
And if we always say this, you could do your own show if you want.
You could.
Yep.
And Miranda Reeston, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
You promised to come on here and do a country show.
Yeah. There's a gap for us.
We booked Shaw Bailing the other day for you, but you didn't come in. So, yeah, if you're out there and you're thinking, I could do a country music show, because there's not a country music show, I don't think, here anymore.
No, there isn't.
Since Annette's Heart of the Country finished.
And a gateway into that you can use is to use us, right, as a gateway drug.
Yeah, come on. As a gateway drug, yeah. Come on the show and learn how not to do it, and then think, I can do that better.
That's right, which is kind of what's happening today, right?
Yeah. Ooh, because, nice segue, Stu, nice segue.
Well, everything's intentional, you know that.
Yeah.
A couple of years back, we had Tegan on here.
Oh, yeah, Tegan Lilly.
She was our original intern.
She was the best.
And look at her now.
I know, superstar, bigger than us.
Bigger than us.
Yeah,
that's right. She's at Media Works up in Auckland.
Getting paid for it.
Managing sales.
Yeah, that's good, hey? Yeah.
I see, I'm friends with her on Facebook. And,
of course, you're friends with everyone.
She's always posting photos of, celebs that she's hanging out. And she's done that since the time she was at B-School.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, surely.
B-School, surely.
Surely. So, we've got some lads in here today, haven't we? Who are...
And they're looking laddish as well. They got a little glint in their eye. And
who we'll meet after we play a couple of songs. But, how's it going? Who have we got?
Oh, g'day, I'm Adam Finney. Nice to have you.
Nice to have me here.
Yeah.
I'm the star, of course.
Yeah.
I'm Sam. Hi. How's it going?
And I'm Michael.
Yeah, and these three gentlemen are from Lincoln High School.
They are.
And we've got good friends out there.
We have got good friends out there, yeah.
That's right, and they use us quite a bit.
Yeah, that's right, they do.
For different things.
For a variety of things.
And so these three are interested in broadcasting and going to, hopefully going to broadcasting school.
Yeah, well, they've come to the wrong place, haven't they? Find out
about that. So we'll have a chat about that, but we'll play some music to begin with, shall we?
Yeah, what do you got up your sleeve?
Well, these guys have got some music that they've brought in, but we'll ignore that for a while.
Okay, yeah.
You were sent a track during the week.
Yeah, Blue River Baby.
River Baby.
Yeah, yeah, we played their album when it came out. It must have been last year, I think. Mm. And we always are grateful when they, Cherie Ritter, who's super duper, and she has forwarded lots of amazing artists to us. So, yeah, we've got a bit of that, hey?
Yeah, so let's do that. So this is Blue River Baby, and this is Pay, and you're on Expanding Horizons. You're on.
I don't know what you're doing, mate.
I'm trying to. It's not working.
I'm telling you, the button's pushed.
All right, chat, music, and banter are on Expanding Horizons.
On Plains FM
96.9. Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty poor when you've got to do your own ID sweepers.
Yeah, I'm sure you've got that button turned down, but no, you haven't.
No, you're looking at it, right?
Anyway,
let's get on the platform.
That was Blue River Baby with Pay, and yeah, let's get on the platform. Let's see if this is actually going to work for me at all.
Hear ye.
Hear ye, friends and Romans, countrymen. Hear ye, punks and skins and journeymen. Hear ye, my sisters and my brethren, the time is coming near.
All right. So, it's a smooth start to the show.
Yeah, glitch-free. Like I said, hope you got your pens and papers out, lads, and this is what not to do.
No matter what happens, it's better than Tegan's first show, which actually didn't go to ear.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't go anywhere, that one.
And if you're listening, Tegan, you should be listening. We love you.
Yeah.
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 We love
right,
you
anyway.
Lots.
All right, so we've got Adam, and we've got Sam, and we've got Michael, and you three are interested in broadcasting and maybe getting into the industry. So what's led to that? Why? What's your interest? Tell us about it.
Pretty much. I've started ever since I...
See that microphone thing? It always works when you're talking to
us. Sam's head at the moment.
Yeah, he was talking about it.
Ever since 2011, I've kind of took media studies, and ever since then, I've led up wanting to do media. I particularly like the radio just because I like saying how I feel and all that instead of just being on camera.
You like talking about your feelings?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's good. That's strange. You're a boy, right? And just say, I'm not generalising, but you know.
We're not usually the feel-good show, are we?
No, that's right.
Anyway, carry on.
Also, as Mike and Sam say, music's my personality, apparently.
Yes. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, okay.
So if there was a harmony,
what
would be your harmony?
Yeah. Your melody.
Your melody's better.
You don't have to answer that now because
I'll think about it. We'll put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Sam, what's yours?
I think it probably started when me and Mike came in here for the ARCO thing for school.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, so that's a reciprocal learning thingy.
Yeah, many years ago. Huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think we watched them, didn't we? We watched them do the shows and stuff. I think they led us on for like a little bit. But that probably got me into it, and then I joined the class in year 13.
All right, and we'll talk about that class soonish.
And yeah, same with me. Ever since year 9 and 10, after we did the ARCO course, I've just fell in love with radio. Just been listening to it quite often. You know, every time I'm in the car, every time I'm going anywhere, I'm always listening to the radio. I love the discussions that go on and everything like that.
Okay. And because I was thinking to myself, radio for me has substantially changed like over my lifetime, because it pretty much was all, there was no internet and there was no kind of Spotify or YouTube. So having radio when I was a kid, like, really broadened my musical horizons. So living in England, listening to BBC One or Radio Luxembourg was quite big for me.
It expanded your horizons.
It certainly did. So, when you just mentioned about listening to the radio, do you find that you know, broadens your musical landscape?
Yeah, most definitely.
Does it?
Yeah.
So how did you, what were your first, like, musical experiences, you know, like, do you remember back going to listen to anything when you were younger or...?
And not too much. I always just remember listening, you know, Mum and Dad's car, where we always used to travel. So
the old road trip, that's a good way to kind of get into music, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
And my parents playing music like that all the time. My mum was definitely into ABBA, so that was kind of imprinted into my brain, which is a bit sad. Luckily,
they were very good, really. You know, people, you can be cheesy or whatever, but they were great at what they did.
Yeah.
There was no question how good they were. And I mean, you've seen ABBA, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, they got those two girls at the front. How good are they? You're forced to watch it, were you?
I was.
These two lovely ladies.
Like three times now.
This isn't going to turn into a Swedish story, is it?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Because, you know, there's some things we can't put on here.
Yeah, that's right. But ABBA, my mum loved ABBA as well. They were great. You know. They were just of their time, weren't they?
True. I think my third oldest brother probably got me more into the old type of music. Other than ever.
So broadened it. And,
That definitely broadened it.
Okay.
And for me, it was pretty much just my parents. We'd, like, go away a lot on holiday, taking a caravan everywhere. So we'd always be listening to, like, different CDs my parents had. In particular, they really liked Dire Straits to Pink Floyd.
Are you talking about the kind of early 80s?
Yeah, early 80s, 70s. Yeah. And then my parents also really liked the Kiwi band, the Dance Exponents.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, I know a lot of their songs. And
out of Christchurch, right?
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Jordan Luck, yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So that gave you a bit of a they gave you a start up, really,
yeah,
and then
exactly.
you kind of.
Yep.
How do you go about it now? How do you kind of find any new stuff? What's your kind of method for
I
that?
I listen to the sound like 20.
What would you, all the time?
When I'm talking to them, I have the radio on in my room all the time.
Right.
So they always know I'm listening to different music and I'm always.
He's always singing.
Yeah. Always got my Spotify playlist going.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, it's got nearly 2,000 songs in it.
Do you borrow other people's Spotify playlists?
No, I luckily pay for mine.
Oh, so, yeah. Not what I'm asking is, do you listen to other people's put together lists?
Yeah, I do. I do know a few people that like listen to the same genre as me.
Right.
So, yeah.
Why I ask that is because back in the day, Stu, and you would have done it and I did it, you know, you'd always put a mixed tape together for someone. And I guess Spotify playlists are the mixed tape of the modern generation, I think, you know, where people are like, listen to this one and listen to that one, which is really great because quite often they stumble across something that you've never heard of and then you're like, you know.
Right.
Which is excellent.
I think I had a mixtape called Romance for the Car.
Oh, did you?
Did you want to know that?
No. I don't want to think of you, romance, or cars at all in the same sentence, in my head, or even, you know, anywhere. But
great. Yeah, all right.
Have you still got it?
No, I haven't still got it.
That's a shame. I wish I had my mixtapes.
Yeah.
I had some really good ones.
I've got a few. My dad's still got a lot of his, so he gave them to me. He used to
that's good.
Bang out Deep Purple.
Yeah,
you really enjoyed that.
Machine Head, that was the album, I think.
Mm. Yeah. And then I've also got a turntable with quite a few vinyls.
Yeah, that's you're my man. That is awesome, right?
I got to try to fix the turntable belt, but other than that, I'll get it going.
I'm just
going
to say, direct drive. Yeah. Next time you buy a turntable, get direct drive.
Right.
Because then there's no belt.
Yeah.
And it's far better. And you can scratch on it then if you want that.
Yeah, true.
Just saying.
All right,
if you're into that.
Yeah.
We might play some more music.
Well, let's do it. What
so
have we got?
We'll play one of the tracks that these three wanted to play.
Yeah.
So I think we'll do The Police and Message in a Bottle.
Oh, yeah.
That's your one, right?
Beautiful song.
Yeah.
So you can talk about afterwards why you've chosen this particular song, and then we might talk about the radio station that you're running at Lincoln High School.
Can I just say, you talked about melody, their melody.
Mm.
While we're listening to this, I want you guys to think about what would be the message you'd write in a bottle.
Okay.
And there's another question as well that we posed to someone one, and we never got the answer.
Yeah.
In terms of a band that you'd like to see or perform with, or anyway, we'll think about that.
Yeah.
All right. So this is Message in a Bottle from The Police, and you're on Expanding Horizons.
live music, interviews and banter on Expanding Horizons.
Yes, all those things, and it worked that time.
I was pleased. Proudy, Stu, you got it right.
Yep.
Good job.
And shout out to Taylor, because she's a student from Lincoln High School as well, who recorded that for us.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Was it a wee while ago. And so that was The Police with Message in a Bottle. So what's the deal with that track?
I've listened to that song for years. It was one of the first songs I even knew by The Police, besides Every Breath You Take.
And, that's a great song.
Yeah, I also found Sting through Dire Straits. Sting is obviously the lead singer of The Police. And he did
used to be a teacher, you know that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Of course, I don't know.
What did he teach?
English, I think.
All right.
He's Scottish. Yeah. Who knows what they know?
Anyway, he did a track with Dire Straits, Money for Nothing at Live Aid.
Yeah, right.
So I found him through Dire Straits. So it was kind of like a cool connection kind of thing. So
I don't want to let you know your old eyes, but I watched Live Aid.
Yeah, me too. And I've told the story before, but I saw Dire Straits at Lancaster Park.
You've told me that.
It was 60,000 other people.
Yeah, that's cool.
Back in 86.
Personal concert then, wasn't it?
It was.
Was that the Money for Nothing?
It was the Money for Nothing, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, yeah. Sting. There you go. That's cool.
A very catchy song.
Yeah. All right. So out at Lincoln High School, you are in the, I think it's called the broadcasting class, which is part of sort of a year 13 media production class. And so one of the jobs I think you were telling me that you have to do is you actually set up a station.
Yeah, we do.
All right. So what's the station that's been set up? And that changes every year. So what's the station that you've set up this year?
The station we've set up this year is called The Rhythm.
The Rhythm.
107.5.
Nice.
And so, as smooth as that.
And so kind of
radio voice.
What's the deal with The Rhythm? What's the intended audience or the kind of musical style? Or what's the deal with the station?
Well, The Rhythm, it's just kind of a, you know, it's for school kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly our school.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really have a set
for anyone. I think we got asked that the other week. We don't actually have a set audience.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should just be people who enjoy what we're talking about.
And exactly. The music we play, of course.
Okay, so what's the sort of style of the music then?
We'd say the 80s, but the 80s, 90s, and...
It varies.
I think we've got a
last 30 years, probably.
Right, yeah. So it's pretty broad.
Because, of course, like, me and Sam, we both listen to older music.
Yeah.
And then Mike still listens to nowadays, but he still knows older music as well.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's kind of like bringing in those, like, classic tones.
Sure, and mixed in with a bit of chat. So what's the sort of thing that you
talk about? A lot of things at school.
We chat about, like, our lives at school, our lives outside of school, like sport. Yeah, exactly.
It's like random a blog. Things sometimes.
Is it like a blog?
I don't think the things we talk about, like,
story.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's our life story at all.
Saying about that, my melody would be The Walk of Life.
Oh, right.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Walk of Life.
Yeah.
And what was your message in a bottle?
My message in a bottle would be for kids nowadays to listen to older music, I guess.
Yeah.
You say? Because, it's the music industry's changing a lot. So older music will probably get forgotten in years to come.
Well, I was just going to say, I often think that, there's so many bands that Stu and I play on here that you'll never hear. And they just, at the time, they were huge, and then they just fade away, right? And you go, it's a shame, because they're amazing, right? And you've got to kind of breathe some life into those songs.
Exactly. Even,
and you could talk about song bands from the 80s and 90s that still were huge then, and now you'd be pushed to hear about them.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course.
And,
What about you, Sam?
I reckon kind of the same as Adam, but more the older type of genre, but listen to the lyrics. Because sometimes people just listen to the music and just, kind of bop their heads up and down. They won't actually listen to what they're, whatever they're saying, because sometimes the stuff they have in the tunes are actually quite cool.
Yeah.
And you're right, Adam, about when you were just talking about Every Breath You Take, we did that kind of misunderstood lyrics.
The ultimate stalker song, right?
Yeah. You know, it's really creepy, and yet people have it at their wedding. You're like, have you been listening? Have you read this?
First dance.
Yeah.
Every Breath You Take. Have you listened to the lyrics?
It's one of those songs that sounds different than what they're singing about quite often,
sometimes you just don't listen to the lyrics and you just listen to the chorus.
Indeed,
people don't realize what it's actually being said.
It's like Don't Stand So Close To Me. That's another one like
So Lonely.
Right, now we've nailed all those ones. That's good. Right,
go on, Mike.
Michael. Yeah, I don't know. My message is just like, you know, slow down. You know, life's going too fast. I don't know.
That's a wise old head.
Can you explain to us how you slow down?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, you know, recently, especially in, you know, like the modern generation, especially kids, they're taking on a lot of stress. A lot of kids have a lot of anxiety that, you know, older people don't really know about or don't kind of understand how we feel. You know, oh yeah, back in my day, we used to, they didn't care about us, but, you know, nowadays it's different. There's a lot more stress that, you know, kids have. And
probably different types of stress as well,
yeah, different
right?
types. Mm-hmm. You know, with social media and everything, being compared to everyone, having high expectations put upon yourself. It's kind of just, you know, slow down, just take a break.
I feel like I should be playing my sad violin music.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've done that before.
But I couldn't find it. Yeah. It actually needs to be on here.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's good. That's very deep.
Yeah, that's interesting, right? What about you, Stu? What's your message in a bottle?
Well, I could have plenty, but I think I was just going to do don't fear the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Don't fear the radio.
Like, don't fear the Reaper.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's cool.
There's plenty of quotes that go around in my head.
Yeah, then me too. Hey.
But just on Michael's point, I think if lockdown taught us anything, it was that you can slow down. I know we were kind of forced, but a lot of people, you know, did a lot of things during lockdown that they wouldn't have had the chance to do.
Reevaluated.
Yeah, even if it was just connecting with family, because you were kind of forced to.
Yeah, but, learn to paint.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
Anyway, so, I don't know what I'd put.
Yeah, okay.
Probably go for it.
Yeah, just do it.
Jeez, isn't that Nike's?
Yeah. Don't borrow that from someone else.
Yeah. Go the Reds. Anyway, go on. What would you put?
I'd put we're not families.
Going to take it.
We're not families of millions. We're factions of millions. We're a family of billions.
Nice.
Because I often think that people divide themselves up into smaller and smaller groups, and then look out with kind of xenophobia at every other one else when they realise that we're really just a big group.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought lockdown would have brought about for us.
Especially in today's climate, right?
Mm. That's right.
But anyway, we won't get too political.
Yeah, that's just my deep and manful man. What have we got? We've got another track?
Yeah, I think we'll play another track.
What do we got?
Well, we need to play something upbeat because I'm feeling a little sad now.
On a turntable?
So we'll do it on a turntable. So the Interrupters.
Yep.
So they're about to release an album, Live in Tokyo. Gig that they've done there, and a documentary to go with it as well, which I think is probably more interesting than the live show.
Yeah, that will be good.
So let's do it. This is On a Turntable from the Interrupters, and you're on Spanish Rock.
Rock turntable. We're not after your love on Expanding Horizons, but we'll take a like. Check us out on Facebook.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? Decisions bugging me.
Indecision, they molest us.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Say let me guess, you got me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
Expand your horizons on Plains FM.
All right, that was The Clash with Should I Stay or Should I Go? And we've got Adam, Sam and Michael in here from Lincoln High School. We're budding journalists. They're not journalists. They're broadcasting students, I should say. And they're here for a bit of a potential internship.
In service. A bit of a PD in service on what not to do.
Yeah, yeah. It's all learning, though. We're all showing learning. So,
who chose The Clash?
Yeah, who chose that?
That would be me.
Don't you, Sam? Because that is awesome, right?
Yeah. It's
you're always going to be get a tick in Colin's book if you play some Clash.
Play The Clash, yeah. That's great. That's
researched
great.
Him before I came.
Oh, no, don't say that. Because he'll quiz you on it.
Yeah.
And he'll do it just to be mean.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Combat Rock is a good album, though. That was a great album, hey? Mm. All right. So I was going to ask you then, how did you get onto The Clash? Before we ask anything else?
I think, I don't know, I have no idea how old I was. I was quite young, and my older brother had a little MP3 player.
Yeah, right.
And he had a bunch of songs in there. I think he either lost it or gave it to me, and I started listening to it. I really got into stuff he was listening to, so I just started chucking dad's music, mum's music onto it, whatever I could find, and I think that's when I got onto that type of music.
Yeah.
So I just jammed into it.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, it's catchy. It's timeless.
Yeah. I think I just thought, yeah, it was real catchy and it was quite fun to listen to.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, get you moving too, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, true. It's great. If you can't tap your foot to should I stay or should I go, then you're dead.
Yeah, you're probably horizontal.
Horizontal, right. Or if you're not, you should be.
Yeah. All right, so you're looking at careers in the radio industry, you know, there's a sort of a theory out there that, you know, radio's dead or dying.
Yep.
So why do you want to get into an industry that's horizontal?
That's kind of funny, because earlier in the year, me and Sam actually did an assessment on, is radio dying?
You didn't, so did you, Michael?
I was against it dying, and you were with it dying. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So we actually got very heated about it.
Yeah.
At one point.
I don't think we even agreed with anything we were saying. Yeah. I think, what was the...
It was meant to be a podcast, by the
way.
This
podcast, that's what's funny about it, because the assessment was a podcast when we were talking about Israeli.
But it sounded like we're in the beehive doing political.
It got a bit heated.
I mean, the radio's evolved, and that's the sort of dynamic industry it actually is. So, yeah, it's it won't die. It just changes.
Don't they record their shows now?
No, a lot of shows are pre-recorded, not ours. Ours is live.
Ours is live. Yeah. Hence the mistakes.
What's that?
Planes is also online. So that's right. Shows online.
Well, we were just saying at the start of the show, there were people in Australia, the United Kingdom, Russia, listening to the show.
So the access is actually greater than it's ever been.
Ever been, yeah, that's right.
In terms of, I mean, you can tune into any station in the world because of the internet. Yeah, that's right. So
I think that's the part that's evolved. I think it's gone from like the stations and your radios in your house to the online type thing. I think people still listen to it in the car though.
Yeah, they do. And people tune into radio, which is why they tune into our show, because of the personalities that are on it, right?
That's right. You know it's true.
And so that's often what it's about. But there are challenges, because people also don't like sort of inane DJ banter, which they don't get here. It's all intelligent stuff here. But people do tune out to that sort of stuff, and that's why Spotify has been so successful, because you create your own playlist.
Yeah.
But what are you doing when you do that? Essentially, you're doing the work that you do on radio, because you're actually planning a set list, you know.
And the people on Spotify are making their own.
Yeah.
But they've done their work for you.
Yeah, well, that's right. So, yeah. Yeah, so it's not going to die.
No.
It's just going to evolve.
Yeah, it's still evolving.
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
It's probably like television, right?
Yep.
Television's not dead, but it doesn't look like it did when we were kids.
No.
Not at all.
No.
And I'm not just talking about the actual physical television structure, but, you know, what's on and where. In many ways, it's the same.
Yeah.
But in many ways, it's very different, because it's all online now.
That's right.
And it's, you know, access it as you wish.
So, yeah, they just have to sort of change their business model. And kind of speaking of that, another course that you guys do at school that you've told us about off air is you do business as
business
well.
Business studies,
So you've, part of that is sort of working in your own teams on your own little business.
Yep.
Yes.
So maybe tell us about that as well, because that's kind of interesting what you do.
All right, so me and Adam are actually in the same business group called Doors for Difference.
Right.
So what our business is about is it's a charity advent calendar Christmas tree that is charity-based, which is quite nice for most people that want it. And Sam has a different business, right?
Yeah, we've got a business. The names are not the same. It's Grounds for Growth, although they may sound the same. So basically, we mix the grounds from coffee that are thrown out into soil, which we sell as plants. We did get, at the start, we got a bit of, I guess you call it hate. People were saying, the coffee grounds are quite acidic.
Right.
So we have to like wash that out before we put it into the soil now, which is kind of our input into it, I guess, before selling it.
It's interesting, because coffee is so, I'm not going to say all coffee, but from what I understand, it's quite environmentally not friendly, because it is washed and rewashed and then chemicals added to it, you know, in the process of turning it.
Yeah.
So people who are giving you a hard time about it will happily drink it after it's already been treated heavily.
People say whatever they want about it.
It's a bit like buying organic cotton, which, you know, the cotton bushes are already stripped out and defoliated so that people can pick it easier. Yeah. So it's not really that...
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So when people give you a hard time, go, thanks very much. And
we understand. That's why we try to, like, make it better so it actually does work, because there's no point in selling something that's not going to work.
Have you got a prototype?
We do have a prototype now, I think.
It's a really good idea that you've got. I'm just saying, people always look at the negative, right? They want to try and bring you down.
Any business is going to have negative sides.
They don't want to build you up.
Yeah. No, of course not. No one wants to build you up until they see it work.
Yeah, it's just, and that's what, in The Prince by Machiavelli, he there's a quote about people don't like change, and or they don't believe in change until it's been around for a long time.
Yeah,
you know, and then they're all for it, right?
Yeah,
that's good.
After it's happened, they're real happy about it.
It's been in place for years, then they're happy about it.
And Adam and Michael, do you have a prototype?
Yeah, so Stu already knows about this.
Yeah.
What?
But
what's
in the box?
We have told him. Yeah, we know. We had our prototype in a box, okay, and we left it at the school in this like meeting room. No one was going to go in there. This teacher at school told us we could leave it in there, and the next day it's stolen. It's just gone.
Yeah, we lost.
Oh, really?
It must have been good, right?
$80 worth.
Intellectual property disappears.
Yep. People must have opened that box and went, "Wow, this is amazing! I'm going to steal it."
Yeah,
because otherwise it'd still be there.
Or it's in the dump. We don't know. We did say, "Dollars for difference. Do not touch about three times on it."
Yeah.
But no, it's fine. It's
that
gone.
Makes people
no.
want to touch it.
I was just going to say, as soon as you say, "Do not touch,"
people want to touch it.
Do not open. They'll be opening it straight away.
And of course, we are doing like charity advent calendars. So. Yep. As advent calendars are made, there's chocolate that's going to be in them.
Yeah.
So we had chocolate as prototypes, and so the chocolate was also mixed with our trees, and now that's gone as well.
Oh, well.
So, but it's all right. We've ordered some new trees off this website we use. So.
Yeah. And we've also been getting closer to getting sponsors by some pretty big companies in New Zealand, which has been
that's good.
Really good.
Have you heard of Afeek? It's a beauty brand.
You're looking at him, right? Doesn't it look like he's heard of it?
Yeah. Anyway.
That was supposed to be my joke. I don't think I have.
Well, surely you've heard of Breanne West,
New Zealand's top entrepreneur.
Related to Kanye?
Real funny.
Anyway, she's donating, I think it's $1,000 to us.
That's good.
To help us like get our business off the ground, and she's also like helping us along the way.
Yeah.
So she's going to do Zoom calls with us and see how our progress is going.
So how did you initiate getting backers?
Our teacher actually had a contact to her RPA,
right?
And through that, we got a meeting that we had.
So met her in person.
Yeah.
Nice.
We talked about our product with her. She was really keen. She was really on board.
Right. She actually lives in Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
So that's where our schools are based. Yeah.
So she met you and still wanted to go ahead with it.
Yep.
don't take that off him. Don't take that.
Yeah. This is non-stop.
That's really cool.
That sounds really great, doesn't it?
And so as part of that process, do you have to do a pitch as well?
Yep. We're in the middle of doing our pitch right now.
All right.
I think we're at the end stages, actually, because we have six different parts of the business. Like, for example, on production. So each of us have to make a separate part of like a PowerPoint to present to the Young Enterprise staff.
Sure.
Young Enterprise is also like what the main business.
It's what our business is on.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's kind of like...
So that's a competition throughout the whole of New Zealand. And there's like different prizes for each.
Different challenge.
Challenge, yeah. So the pitch is challenge 3 at the moment?
Challenge 2.
Challenge 2, sorry.
Right.
Anyway. But yeah, it's going pretty well. We're getting our sponsorships. We're near the end of our presentation. So in a few weeks, show our presentation.
Do our pitch. Hopefully in the near future we'll also be able to go to like some markets, like the Riverside market that's coming up, and hopefully we'll be able to sell or pre-sell our product to a lot of people because the thing is Christmas themed.
There's also markets over there at the Box Quarter,
right?
Isn't there frequently? Oh, we see them over there. yeah
that's true.
They have a and some sort of market. I can't remember if it's environmental or something like that.
I think there are quite a few markets around the
there is, yeah. There's some down at the Arts Centre today,
yeah.
I think. You know?
Yeah.
Rickerton Race Course.
Yeah.
The Rickerton Race Course on Sundays.
Get over there with your blanket and stick it on the floor, mate. So everyone's like 500 used books that no one wants to read.
That's all good, though. I mean, with your broadcasting skills and your business skills. They're all complementary.
Yeah.
So it's good. Right. I'm going to play some music.
What's the next track?
Oh, this is Raw Honey from De Blonde.
Ooh.
Who's out of the UK. I forget her real name, but it's about three names.
Right.
It's okay. Double barreled. Anyway, this is Raw Honey from De Blonde, and you're on Expanding Horizons.
Crying for your bitter sweet, go do your tongue. Crying for your baby's eyes beneath the sun. Crying for your
California gold got a hold upon my limbs. Take it up to Hollywood and let them feast upon the bones of this beast. Oh boy, it's a strange admission for the court to be in that your love has gone missing. Oh, we ain't gonna wait for fate or your permission to love you. No, I ain't gonna wait for fate or your permission to love you. It's quite a life. Oh, honey, dripping from the gilded edges of his sweet and cutting knife. He's quite a man, but he don't know the true extent of all the damage he commands. Wake up, take a trip up north to Malibu. There's a man out there the whole world thought they knew. Try to make a life beyond gold, fame's name brand. Oh, it's a long road home if you're walking on your hands. Oh boy, it's a strange admission for the court to be hearing that your love has gone missing. No, we ain't gonna wait for fate or your permission to love you.
Doing it live, 96.9 FM.
Yes, we do the show live every Saturday between 3 and 4, and it's repeated after dark.
On reused, recycled.
From 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on a Thursday night. Mm. We got exiled.
Yeah. We don't talk about that anymore.
No.
But that's all right. All right.
That's fine. That's
we're,
on
not,
that,
we're not holding a grudge.
That's on that really good Thursday night. Detox,
oh, yeah.
Detox Mansion's on, and there's a Garage Band show from Wellington, I think.
Should get into that Garage Band
that's
show.
That's still on. So, there's some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Expanding Horizons as well.
Yeah, nestled there amongst all the others.
Yep. All right. So, broadcasting gentlemen and business stuff. What else are you into? Into sport?
Yeah, we're into sport. Yeah.
We all are, yeah.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. That didn't fall down at all,
right,
Stu.
Let's talk about something else. Yeah.
It's
time to get up.
Our interest?
What? Your sport interest?
Just like what we're active with.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go first?
You go
first. Do you need me to ask the question?
No, I'm fine. I enjoy rugby. You'll never guess this. I used to be a competitive swimmer.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I did that for about 6 years.
You look like you work out.
Do you work out? I do go to the gym, yeah.
Yeah. Aren't you an arm wrestler or something?
No.
A toe wrestler.
No, I just go to the gym. At the moment, I do a bit of boxing at the gym also.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, I quite enjoy the gym. It's like my... What do you call it?
Happy place?
Happy place, yeah.
The cathartic place.
You're just somewhere where you're waiting for a mate.
Yeah. Well, it's not the YMCA, is it? You're not going to the YMCA.
I've been to the gym for quite a few years now. My mum has been going to the gym that I go to. Lincoln Rec Centre, which is at the university.
Yeah, yeah.
She's been going there for 10 years. Shout out to my mum also. It's her birthday today.
Oh,
yeah. Shout out to the mum.
Yeah.
Yeah. 21.
So, yeah, that's what I'm into. Sam, what about you?
He's into
breaking equipment.
He's out.
I do gymnastics. How floor, do I expand on that?
What do you do? Floor, I basically, beam, bar.
No, I basically hoops. Just do pommel and some floor sometimes.
Oh, you do? Pommel, yeah.
Pommel's right. My main thing.
So that's vaulting. Oh, no.
No, it's swinging around.
It's swinging around.
Oh, yeah, with flies.
It's just swinging around, basically.
Yeah, that's cool.
I've been training that for like 11 years now, I think.
Wow.
It's always impressive when you watch it at the Olympics.
Yeah.
Need a lot of strength.
Yeah, a lot of core strength, upper strength, don't you?
True.
You're going quite well in New Zealand right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I did a competition in America last year just before COVID hit.
Oh. Right.
Which is...
Where in the States were you?
Texas.
Oh, so, where in Texas were you?
Yeah, no, I was just thinking America's massive.
I've been to Texas, that's
Houston,
what I was asking.
And Dallas.
Oh, yeah, I've been to Houston and Dallas, yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, cool.
Good experience.
Right.
So I'm into football.
Yep.
I've been playing football for... as long as I can remember, really, ever since, like, you know, first kicks and everything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always played for Selwyn. I've just, you know, stayed with Selwyn.
Never mind.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah, here comes the beef.
That's all right.
Here comes the jab.
Okay, well, yeah. Me and Stu's son are actually in the, you know, same grade. So he plays for a terrible team. I don't even know their name. Yeah, but I play for Selwyn, so we're definitely going to beat them next time we play.
We'll have to
mention that next time. Happens then with Stu.
Football will be the winner.
Yeah, that's right. On the day.
Will we ripping that?
It'll be you, won't it?
Yeah. Oh, no, not necessarily.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Maybe if it's at Coastal's home ground.
Might get a bit embarrassed, you know, while you're riffing.
Yeah.
No, I don't get embarrassed.
He's got no shame. Have you not seen that? Have you not worked that out yet? He has no shame.
True.
I'm very impartial as a referee.
Well, I was just going to say, Stu, as always, time has slipped by, hasn't it?
It has.
It's gone fast.
Yeah. So you three will have to come on again.
We'll have you on again.
Because it feels...
Time does go fast.
It does. It feels unfinished, right? I think we've got more to talk about.
We've got more to talk about.
And
bring some more tracks on that you can.
Bring some more tracks. And from time to time, one of us sometimes is not here. And this is how Tegan got into things. Mm. She was co-hosting shows when one of us was away.
Yeah.
And so that opportunity might be there for you too. We'd like you to come in here and push some buttons.
Yeah, yeah. Then you realise how
thank
hard.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, no, it's been great. It's been great.
Yeah, yeah, it's been good.
All right, and it's probably time then that we...
Well, before we probably should talk about Sign of the Firebird.
Yeah, where are they playing? I don't know where they're playing.
No, they were at the Stock Exchange last night. But you missed that.
Yeah, that's right.
But you could catch the live stream.
Because that's on Facebook.
So check them out. Bridgepin, we're going to have them on in a few weeks, right?
Yeah, in July, yeah.
And they've got a new track out,
It's about the 10th of July they'll be on.
Publishing every Friday a new track on YouTube, so that will be there.
Yep, that'll be cool.
All right, so yes, it's about time that we got up.
Got down.
And got outside, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks, guys. See ya.